to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. And we are live across the airwaves around Entertainment Media, RantiumRadio.com. It is Saturday night. That's right. Saturday night, August the 20th, 2016. We're live. This is the NXT TakeOver 2 pre-show. We're live. We're going to give you the predictions, the matches, the analysis, and much, much more. Double A being joined by Mr. Kid Human himself, Scott.
Good evening. As Elton John once said, Saturday night's all right for fighting, and there's a fight over in Brooklyn.
Oh. And on location...
Yo, yo, yo!
There we go. The Impact player, Mr. Philip J. Rea. He says it's G. I don't believe him.
G is for certified G. Brooklyn, New York, top of the food chain. The hometown of yours truly... Checking in with the NXT TakeOver crew and say what's up, boys.
Look at that.
We got Rage. We got my boy Mike, my son Michael. We got Choppy. We got Rob from Thumbstick Ninjas, his brother Elaine. And, of course, the other guy that used to co-host me. What the hell was his name? Daniel Powells, right?
Yeah,
Rob. Yeah, we're checking in. We're in section 211 in the corner here in the Barclays Center in beautiful downtown Brooklyn, New York. On the Flatbush Avenue extension, it is a madhouse here, gentlemen.
Look at that! They are on location. They've got the they're representing the network, you know, like only Philip and the crew can. And my, we're in store for something very special tonight.
I must tell you, the production, Double A, the stage setup is amazing.
Oh my goodness!
I expect pictures.
I'm a mark for stages.
I'm going to put some pictures up in a few minutes. I've never been here before, so this is the home of the Islanders. It's a brand new facility. It's only been in existence for about 3 or 4 years. But the setup here is absolutely amazing. We're right behind the set. We're right behind the post, the pre-show, and we're in between the pre-show and the ring. Right. So up in the upper right-hand side of the arena. So this is a...
Now
I can see Renee's boobs.
Now I got a good question. Are they going to tape TV tonight?
That's the plan. Mega Powers broke it a couple hours ago. They were going to film a couple of matches for next week's NXT. Although it's after 7 o'clock, I haven't seen anything yet. People are still piling in. We're waiting for something because the pre-show crew is out and about. They're doing it like Julita.
They probably are taping the pre-show. That's what it is. Because the pre-show.
Yeah, they're probably taping the pre-show. And it's getting loud in here. They're piling in. It's going to be pandemonium in about 45 minutes.
Now, I must say, is the arena adorned, dressed for NXT, or is it dressed for TakeOver? Because that'll tell you whether or not TV taping is going to take place.
It is definitely TakeOver right now. They don't have any NXT
stuff out.
Yeah, they don't have any ring garb up for that.
Okay.
I'm guessing since the show starts at 8, it's going to go 8 to 10, and the tapings could be afterwards.
That would
I don't
be
know,
weird.
Paul, I think those last two matches are going to go pretty long, you know? I think that might what happened last year, you know? You could be right, I don't know. They normally do the pre-show those stuff first.
Yeah, now this is going to be interesting. Because, oh, hold on. There we go. I'm going to hang up on him. Sorry. Sorry, guys. I put you guys on hold for a second. But anyways, I was about to, we're back. I put you guys on hold by mistake. I was about to say we were to make this somewhat interesting because I know somebody that doesn't watch NXT is trying to call in and probably give his thoughts and analysis. But we'll see if the silver one will call back in a second. But anyways, I'm glad that you guys are there. Well, now Rage was there all by his lonesome last year, and but you guys are there as a crew. How many are in the party again?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
No. Okay, wait a minute. How many are in the party again?
With us, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of us.
Oh, look at that big party! So look at that. You guys took up a whole row of seats.
Yeah, we bumped into our friend Kathy Hummer from South Jersey is here. One of my childhood friends are here. A bunch of Marks are here, like a lot of Marks are here.
Of course,
like, there's more Marks here than a guns show.
Because I will say this: when it's a WWE event, there's a little bit of Marks. When it's a wrestling event, there's a lot of Marks.
I'm at home right now. This is something that I wish everybody was here for. I think this is going to be special. I mean, I'm kind of biased. It's in my hometown, but I think it's going to be an epic night of wrestling.
Oh, good, good. I know there's other people that are there that are fluttering around. So we'll see. You never know who you'll bump into. Anyways, I guess let's get into it. I don't know if you want to hang around, Phil, and give us the blow-by-blow if you see anything happening as we talk, or...
I could check back in. I want to give Rage back his headphones. I could check back in. I just want to reserve some of his battery.
Oh, okay. All right. Check back in. If you see anything breaking, check back in.
Well, they're doing the light testing now.
Ah, look
now
at that.
And everybody's booing. My kid's booing with his $30 Nakamura shirt on.
Now, is that his first big event?
This is his first, this is his second WWE event. He went to Mania 29.
Oh, okay. So
his second WWE. This is his first arena show.
Ah, okay. All right. So that's,
he's like, he's big eye right now. He's bugging out.
All right.
So, but man, I'm glad I checked in. I'm glad everything's good to go. Guys, have a great show. Scott, I'll talk to you guys. Well, I'll talk to both of you guys later, of course.
Yep.
And I'll be checking in with some pictures on the Rampage. Just check out Radium Radio. And then the post-show, obviously, with William, right?
Right. William will be handling court during the post-show tonight.
Yeah, I'll check in.
Even though that he may be...
what's that?
William might be crying during the post-show because of his girlfriend. But anyways, that's neither here nor there.
Well, yeah, that's every Saturday night for William.
Yeah, but no, but tonight in particular. What was that,
I'll
Phil?
Be checking in.
Say that one more time, Phil, because you were breaking up.
I said, sorry, man.
Oh, okay.
All right.
They're getting rowdy. Right, okay, guys, Phil, we'll talk to you later.
I'm going
to
tap out. Let me
all
me,
right.
Check out. Let me go and talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Enjoy,
all right, Phil.
Have fun.
Later.
All right. Ciao.
Look at that. Phil calling in from the Barclays Center there in Brooklyn, New York. Of course, Phil, if you're still listening. Little peroxide afterwards, since those did belong to Rage. Anyways, so yes, it's definitely a raucous night in the Barclays Center. Apparently, we're having some Skype issues, so if you're trying to call in, can't add you into the call. Unfortunately, that's why Surfer was trying to call in, and then I couldn't add him in. So Surfer, sorry, you're out on the lurch. But if you want to be a part of this conversation, of course. Join us in our network chat room. Give us your thoughts and opinions as we go over the matches. And of course, the Wrestling Call-In Show will serve as the post-show tonight, immediately following the conclusion of this event. Well, maybe not immediately, because I don't know at what point, to what point the show will go on. Last year, the show went past 11 o'clock.
It also came on at 9, did it not?
I don't recall. It's not, but it's not impossible that that might be the case, Scott. So, so I'm not 100% sure, but, you know, the Wrestling Call-In Show will be on at 11 o'clock tonight, if not a little bit after that, to discuss what happened tonight. And then also, let's talk about tomorrow real briefly before we get into the crux of things. Tomorrow, 12 noon, live here on Rant EM Radio, it is Mr. Kid Human himself, Scott. It will be Mr. Phil Rea. It will be SummerSlam 2001. And if I'm not mistaken, there will also be a former co-host that, you know, seems to be a nameless phantom, you know, whenever he's brought up. Anyways, that's tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, 12 noon, for your cantaloupe eating Sunday, you know, midday meal. And then on the evening side at 6 p.m., we'll have your pre-show for WWE SummerSlam, special start time 6 p.m. That'll go right into SummerSlam at 7, four-hour event. Hopefully, please, no overrun. Right. 11 o'clock, we'll have a post-show recapping everything that went down. Listen, I can't do an overrun tomorrow. I got to get on the road Monday morning. Anyways. And, 11 o'clock post-show, recapping everything that went down. And then, of course, all the shows this week here on Rant EM Radio will discuss the fallout from SummerSlam. They'll give their analysis on SummerSlam. Of course, Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be live next Friday in its normal time slot. We will not be on the air. That is The Rant on Tuesday night. We're going to have a best of, or a classic episode, as they say, air this coming Tuesday. And that is that. So let's get right into it, Scott. Shall we?
Let's see. Let's start out with the chat room first. We got Hightower, Wario, Tank, yes. Hacksaw Lou Reed, myself, you, and Four Anonymi.
Yes, Four Anonymi. If you want to identify yourself, go ahead. And William is messaging me. William, if you're listening, 11 o'clock, or if there's an overrun, wait till NXT goes off the air. Anyways. We've been only doing this for 100 years, William. Anyways. All right. And Surfer, no frowny faces. It's technically impossible to add you. You know? So don't look at me. Anyways, stacked card tonight, you know, here in the Barclays Center. I don't know if this is going to live up to the first TakeOver Brooklyn. But we'll see. We'll see. There's some matches there that there could be some possibilities. And we'll start with match number one, the first of two women's matches. The debuting Ember Moon will face a person who's been fluttering around NXT for some time, that is Billie Kay. Scott, we'll start with you because, well, you're the only one on the call. Your thoughts, your pick, where do you see this going, obviously, because, I mean it's pretty obvious, isn't
it? Yeah, it's pretty obvious, but I like Billie Kay. I like her style. Mm-hmm. She is from Australia. These two have met before in Shimmer, where she wrestled under Billie Kay, and, of course, Ember Moon, as we know on the network, was Athena. I think it'll be a good match. It'll probably be on the pre-show, I think. I don't know if they'll put it on the main card, but... they've been pushing Ember Moon for a few weeks with the vignettes. I'm picking her to go over.
Yeah, I think she's going to go over too. I mean, it's just obvious. I mean, when does somebody with a vignette lose?
I mean, if Fandango got over at WrestleMania, she can get over in Brooklyn.
I take that back. I think Curran White lost his debut match, if I'm not mistaken. But then again, I'd have to dig about 10 years back in the history books for that. But yeah, Ember Moon obviously is gonna get the V on this one, and you know, I'm curious to see, because number one, I've never seen her wrestle. I only know her as Athena here on the network, and of course, Lee. And if you're listening out there, you know Lee still has that picture with Athena. So you know. I think William's the one that's going to have his face attached to the television. he hates that name, but he's going to be attached to that TV come the time that she debuts.
I was talking to William last night, and I was like, it's like she was reading some like sultry romance novel, like the first chapter. The clouds were rolling by the Ember Moon. I'm picking that name.
I probably. I mean, Ember is what? Ember is a burning fire. Fire. It's a little thing, and we know what the moon is, but still, it's like fire moon, whatever.
Hot ass. I don't know.
the people do like hers, but anyways. All right, next match on the docket, as we continue on here, will be Bobby Roode against Andrade Cien Almas. So, I wonder here, because there are two people on this card that are former TNA superstars.
Three?
Well, the main event doesn't count, okay?
Okay.
So, where do you see this one going? I mean, because I have a dilemma with it. I have a dilemma with one of the matches. But anyways, where do you see this one going?
I mean, Cien just came in. I know they're trying to put him over. They've been hyping him. But it's Bobby Roode.
Right.
I think Bobby Roode's going to win gloriously.
Okay. I'd have to go with that. I think it would make zero sense. Despite the build that Andrade Almas is getting, to have him go over Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode should win because Bobby Roode's had a handful of matches, actually televised matches, in NXT. I mean, he's been in NXT now for about 6 months, but televised matches. This is probably his fifth, something like that. You know, maybe not even that much, but. Bobby needs to go over, and I'm going with him and the victory because it just makes sense. Here's a match that is capable of stealing the show and being the match of the night. And last year, the tag team match also was capable of stealing the show and almost did, but they had some stiff competition in the female division, so it was difficult for them. But the tag team match from last year with the Vaudevillains and Blake and Murphy at Brooklyn last year was a superb match.
It was.
But here we are, the Revival, two-time NXT tag team champions.
I love the Revival. I think they're great.
Well, a lot of people said they remind them of the Anderson, the Minnesota Wrecking Crew. That old school, they work the limb, they pick a body part and they concentrate on that. Against, I hate to use the term, but the thing is that I think it fits, and I also think it's appropriate considering the climate we're in and everything. Two internet darlings in Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. Of course, Ciampa, formerly of ROH. Gargano, of course, has been everywhere except WWE. Well, I mean, he's been in WWE now for close to a year. And of course, both Ciampa and Gargano, members of the Cruiserweight Classic. If you missed this past Wednesday on the Cruiserweight Classic, you saw that Gargano went over Ciampa and advanced to the third round of the Cruiserweight Classic.
No. That was the end of the first round. They went to the second round.
Really? I thought that was the second round that they were showing.
No, that was the first round. The one I just showed was just a couple weeks ago.
They were showing an old episode?
Yeah, because that match, everybody's talking about that being a match of the year possibility.
Okay.
So it got a lot of hype on the internet. Right. People loved that match. I thought it was a fantastic match.
So here we are. Two internet darlings, two internet, indie sensations against quite possibly the best technically sound tag team in NXT, definitely, because American Alpha is not there anymore, and just really all around grounded when it comes to just a real tag team. I'm not taking anything away about the tag teams that are currently on the main roster, especially American Alpha, who they had that long feud with over the last 6 months. I'm not taking anything away from them. What I'm saying is, in terms of the overall definition of what a tag team is, the Revival is that. Who do you see going in this one?
Man, I don't know. I mean, the Revival, you know, their motto is no flips, just fists. And that's going to come from every angle in this match. Even on the Gargano Ciampa side. Gargano, he's going to fly around. Ciampa's just going to beat you down. I'd like to see Gargano and Ciampa win the tag titles and get into a feud with them. Or even, you know, as they're pulling more people in and getting more tag teams, maybe the Revival gets called up. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I'd like to see Gargano and Ciampa get into a nice feud with the Revival and take the belts from them and hold them for a while.
Look at this. Look at this. Lex is in the chat room. My old cohort from my early days on the rant. You know, my old tag team partner. I also see Josh E. and Mr. Hightower's in there.
Dr. Doom showed up.
Dr. Doom showed up. So, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Now, you said you're going with?
Gargano and Ciampa.
In the terms of booking, it makes sense. But I think if the Revival loses the titles, it's going to take a lot of steam out of them, number one, and they're going to kind of be placed in the back burner because it's unlikely they're going to be a three-time NXT Tag Team Champion for the sake of just not making them a three-time NXT Tag Team Champion.
Right.
But they're also not ready to come up to their main roster for the simple reason of the brand split just happened. The tag team division on both shows is being restructured, reformulated, and are kind of stacked on both shows until they see where they need spaces filled. So, inside me, I think what WWE will probably do is the Revival will retain and stretch the feud out to the next TakeOver special, which, if my math serves me correct, will be in October. And that's what I think. I'm going with the Revival on this one. Tommaso Ciampa and Gargano makes sense, but I think the Revival is going to go over tonight. That's where I'm going with this one. Now, I said I had an issue with one of the two TNA Superstar matches. Here's the one I got an issue with. No Way Jose against Austin Aries.
Can we please call him Go Away Jose?
I'm going to tell you why he ain't going away. So they like him. Let's put it this way. WWE likes him. They really like him. I don't necessarily have an issue with No Way Jose. The gimmick is silly. You know, but there's a lot of gimmicks that could be said that come out of NXT that are bred in NXT that are silly. They start off silly. You know,
Adam Rose.
When you think of what Enzo and Big Cass started as, the gimmick was silly, and look where they are now. Yeah. There's a lot of instances where that's the case. Here's a situation where No Way Jose is silly. I don't know if he's going to be able to shed that silliness. Only time will tell. But here's where I have my dilemma. Austin Aries has been in NXT for a long time now.
Since Dallas, April.
But he was promoting that match for months prior to that.
Right, he came out in March when they signed him.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was 6 months.
But he's been going over. And he's been winning his matches, and pretty much, and now he's a heel, obviously.
The only loss I know he took was to Nakamura.
Yeah, which is understandable.
Yeah.
No Way Jose is going over. Because WWE's just going to... Austin's had enough wins right now, and he's the heel. That's just how I see it happening.
I'm sorry, I have to say No Way Jose. I have to pick Aries. I know they like this Jose gimmick, and I'm... I don't know what it is, if it's, but just lately, like, the gimmicks they're doing for, like, the Spanish people, like the Shining Stars, No Way Jose, even CN, the crowd's not into it.
I think they're just trying too hard to try to push a Hispanic character, regardless of who it is. Can't we just have a Hispanic character that is not Hispanic? Meaning, the person just has a Hispanic name. That's it. But there's
right,
nothing.
Like Tito Santana.
Perfect example. Okay? We don't have to make them Hispanic. Okay? We don't need, you know, look, I'm not a fan of Savio Vega, never was. But Savio Vega was a big deal in Puerto Rico, and obviously he came to WWE and did his job in WWE. But Savio Vega came in as the Puerto Rican guy and this and that and blah, 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 blah. You know, they identified him as Puerto Rican. They made him look Puerto Rican. They dressed him a certain way. And that's it. Isn't it enough just being called Savio Vega?
Yeah. Yeah, even I went back to Carlito.
Carlito, another example. You know, the difference is that Carlito worked.
Yep.
Carlito worked, but you know, Pedro Morales, it didn't have. I get it. It was a time the gimmicks were not running rampant, but still, Pedro Morales wasn't made WWE champion because he was Puerto Rican.
Because he could wrestle.
Because he could wrestle. So let's stop with the stereotypical gimmicks on all races, because the next Chinaman that comes through, and I know that that's a racial slur, the next Asian guy that comes through, we're not going to put Japanese garbs, and we're not going to give him a geisha girl, we're not going to do any of that, let's not even give him music that has a twinge of that Asian affect that all, you know
like
it's...
Like Nakamura's theme song.
Exactly. While it's a great theme song, If you didn't know that a Japanese person was coming out, you'd still know it's a Japanese song. It has, I don't know what the instrument is. There's a certain instrument they play in Japan that has that sound. So let's steer clear of stereotyping our superstars. If you want to give them a name that reflects their ethnicity, fine. But let's leave it at that.
Mario said that Tony C is rubbing off on you using the word Chinaman.
it just came out. Listen, it's been a rough week, Wario. Okay, I was sick for 2 days, and you know, whatever. Anyways, let's just stay clear of stereotyping. Okay, you know, with white people, you can't stereotype them, unfortunately, unless you make them. Rednecks, and you make them, rednecks and hicks and things like that, or hillbillies, but other than that, you know, like, Jesus, you know?
Yeah, but Hillbilly Jim worked because he was.
Right. You know, like, Enzo Amore.
Tank says it's a mandolin.
Okay, mandolin, there you go. I couldn't remember what it was. Enzo Amore. Okay. Listen, the gimmick, I get it, and the gimmick works. But even in the music, they got that, they got the strumming of that Italian guitar.
Yeah. Sounds like you're about to get whacked.
That, yeah, exactly. Like Sonny is going to come after you. You know? Jesus.
Some James Caan beating you with a garbage can on the street.
Exactly. You touch my sister again, I'll kill you. Anyways. So yeah, let's avoid that. Anyways, the first of two main events, we'll see the women's title on the line. Bayley, who's a veteran of Brooklyn, and I believe one of two people on this card that can say they're making a return trip to Brooklyn.
Yeah. Just so you know, guys, put on the network, WWE pre-show, NXT TakeOver is coming on now.
Yeah, and keep an eye out. Maybe you'll see Phil, you'll see everybody. You know, section, what did he say, 212?
211.
211, something like that. Yeah, keep an eye out. I know the sections are identifiable on television. Anyways. wait a minute. I think we might have some pictures here. Let's see. Apparently they posted some stuff already. Oh, yeah, look at that. Somebody, they grabbed somebody to take that big-ass selfie.
Yeah, it's Phil and Kathy Hummer.
Look at that.
They're live. Choppy's live right now.
Big long row, and I ain't saying anything, but those seats look awfully tight. Anyways.
Choppy's, there's someone in the ring right now.
There's somebody in the ring?
Yeah, Choppy's got a live video going.
Oh, he does? Wow. Let's see what we got here. Let's see what the Chopster has got. Let me go to his page here. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Let's pipe it in. Who's this? It looks like they got TV tapings right now. Wait a minute. I don't know who that that music sounds familiar. Doon, 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 doon. Anyways, Mara Rinaldo, Lita, and Renee Young hosting the pregame on the WWE Network. It's NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 2. We're here. We're live. We're on EM Radio. Let's talk about Asuka and Bayley Scott. Bayley's got some redemption to take care of as she lost the title to Asuka back at TakeOver Dallas over WrestleMania weekend. I was not a fan of the match. Many people were. I wasn't one of them. I'm not saying that, you know, they're going to have a shit match here, but I don't know. I'm not too psyched about this match, but hopefully, you know, Bayley's performance at TakeOver Brooklyn last year will be on par this year, and we'll see. So where are you going with this one?
I liked their match at Dallas. I thought it was a good match. It was definitely a different style. I think Asuka is so fluid in the ring, and she's amazing. Mm-hmm. She's very talented. Bayley is great. I don't think lightning strikes twice for Bayley in the same place. I'm picking Asuka to win this, and Bayley get a call-up.
I'd have to agree with that. I'd have to go with... It's unlikely that Bayley's gonna. What the hell? I'm rewatching Choppy's video here, and so anyways, it's unlikely Bayley's gonna regain, and she's gonna get a call up, as you said, and you know, she's due, and like I made this comment some time ago about the women's roster is depleted now in NXT. And not to the point where good matches can't happen, but now those females that are currently in NXT have to be established. They have to build them up.
If you watch NXT this past week, and they had a six-woman tag team. It was Carmella, Nicole Garrett, they're calling her, and Nikki Storm, mm-hmm. and Liv Morgan versus Alexa Bliss, and the two girls, Mandy Rose and Daria from Tough Enough.
Okay.
They all three debuts in one match.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's they got some work now to do, and Bayley shouldn't be down there and having to pay the price for that.
No, I mean, you have Asuka still. You got a couple, you know, just send them back and forth. Like bring Carmella down there. They did it all the time with the women. Natty was down there for a while.
Yeah,
you're not using Alicia Fox. I mean, if. I mean, we all saw Nikki Bella has been cleared. Have her wrestle a couple matches down there.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that.
You know? I mean, even Major League Baseball players, before they come back off an injury, they got to go through the farm system for some, you know, knock the rust off.
I wouldn't even call it that, Scott. It's that because NXT is such an established brand now that I don't see wrestling on NXT, if you're a main roster superstar, as a downgrade anymore. I think... because look, I'll give you a good example. Both Tyson Kidd and Cesaro went to NXT, and it actually gave them a push.
Yeah, that Cesaro-Sami Zayn match was incredible.
There you go. That was, I believe, the first match on the first NXT special.
Yeah,
at Arrival. Yeah. So I don't see it as a knock at all. I think Nikki Bella going down there probably would be, a good thing. I think some of the other divas going down there wouldn't be a bad thing either. Some that we're not utilizing that may work down there. And but Bailey, if she comes up, of course the big thing coming around, hopefully, knock on wood, the rumors are, at least the one that I read, and I take everything with a grain of salt, is they're penciling in as it is right now Sasha Banks and Bayley for WrestleMania.
I can see it. I have no issue with that match whatsoever.
Right. I neither do I. And I hope that that's the route they're going. And if it is, now's the time to yank Bayley out of there. We can't do it at the end of the year, because then there's not going to be enough time to acclimate Bayley to the main roster.
Right. And we have two open spots on the show, not being a hater. Mm-hmm. Spots right now.
That's true. Speaking of people that need to go back to NXT.
Yeah.
I'll talk about that when I return on the 30th.
I'll be talking about that tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Paige and Del Rio doesn't bother me. Eva Marie does, and I don't care if it is Adderall. She has no business being on anything,
even TV.
That too. If sweet tea was illegal in the WWE and through the wellness policy, she shouldn't be drinking sweet tea. There is zero excuse, and I don't think that there's anybody that could defend, well, it was only Adderall, to me, at least in regards to her.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I'll get into the details on that tomorrow with the rebuttals and everything.
And her husband is a jackass, anyways.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're going with Asuka. I'm going with Asuka as well. It doesn't make sense for Bayley to go over. I just hope the match ends clean. I don't want to see any interference. I don't see where there could be interference.
Me either.
But you never know. They could pull a fast one on us and somehow get somebody in there. But hey, your main event. NXT Championship. Samoa Joe against Shinsuke Nakamura. I got a lot of shit for the way I pronounce Shinsuke. It's Shinsuke, okay?
It's actually Shinsuke because Asuka, the U, is silent also.
Well, Asuka. I'm sure there's still a lot of people out there that are hell-bent on saying Asuka.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Nakamura, Samoa Joe, NXT title on the line. There's a lot of implications that come with this match. A lot. One would say the victor be the champion, but
the loser's main roster.
The loser could get the bigger prize. That's the big question. And I'm going to start with you, Scott. Where do you see this going?
This is a tough one because, no matter who wins or who loses, I think the fans win because this is going to be one hell of a match. On paper, this is Game 7, the World Series, your two best pitchers going at it, one-on-one, and it's going to be a hell of a match. Joe did say he's put the WWE on notice that he's coming for all the belts. So one would think that Joe is going to lose and get the call up. Nakamura, on the other hand, he's wrestled in New Japan. They've always mentioned he's wrestled Balor, AJ Styles, this person, that person, Kevin Owens, and beat them. Will they bring him up? Is he getting a push? I'm going, but I'm thinking Nakamura is staying down there, and he's going to be your new champ.
Okay. I'm going to go with Samoa Joe. I'm going to tell you why. And this goes back now to my reasoning for why the Revival is going to win. I necessarily don't believe there's a place for Joe on the roster right now, in the main roster.
I do.
But
I think SmackDown.
Well, but. No, I don't see it. But I do see a spot open on either show for Nakamura. I know that sounds weird, but I see it. And here's my reasoning why. Nakamura wins and stays in NXT. I honestly don't know who he's going to battle. I mean, who's he going to start feuding with? Austin Aries again?
Rick Rude. Bobby Roode.
Bobby, I was about to say, Rick Rude's been dead for almost 20 years. But anyways,
I know. If he starts feuding with him, I'm watching that.
Anyways,
I'll pay pay-per-view prices to see that match.
You know what? Here's the reason why okay, Bobby Roode makes sense. I get it. But here's the reason why I don't think I'm cursed with that damn W. You know, I blame Surfer for some of this because he's the one that started this whole logic thing. And now I've got a little bit of that WWE logic in everything I think about. So here's what I see. I'm more in the way of thinking that WWE wants to replicate some of the things that were done in TNA. Meaning, you're going to see Joe and Bobby Roode for the title. You're going to see Joe and maybe a face Austin Aries if Austin ever turns again. I just don't see that happening with Nakamura, though. I see Nakamura going to the main roster and, you know, I see like, you know, Ziggler and Ambrose are going to face for the world title. That's fine. Let's say for the sake of argument that Ziggler goes over. I see Ziggler and Nakamura going against each other for the title. I see that.
I see,
I mean, this is double A planning the big picture now. Nakamura, champion, you know, this is all in the, because I'll talk about my predictions for SummerSlam tomorrow, but Nakamura going over on SmackDown, being the champion, sets up Nakamura and AJ.
So does Joe.
But I think WWE probably sees there's more value in Nakamura and AJ than Joe and AJ.
I mean, yeah, they did have that unfinished feud when they both got signed in New Japan.
So, I don't know.
I think the thing is nobody knows if Del Rio's coming back. There's been talk about he's going to opt out in October. Mm-hmm. And now he just got the suspension. He won't be back till September. So is he going to ride it out for 2 weeks and then leave?
Yeah, that's possible.
So there's going to be a spot open. Now, no matter which one of them comes up, I can see him going to SmackDown to fill that spot.
Right.
And just to give added depth to their roster. Because Raw is about to get filled with cruiserweights. So either way, Joe AJ at Mania, Nakamura AJ at Mania, Nakamura Joe and AJ at Mania, we all win. They've all worked with each other, they're comfortable with each other, and they'll put on some great matches.
Well, there's Bobby Roode. I wonder, Bobby's gonna, you know, I feel for some of these people, Bobby and Austin and things like that, that they've never had this chance to work in this type of environment.
They were offered. I know Roode was offered a contract years. He worked in the WWE.
He worked in the WWE before, but I mean, he never wrestled on a stage like this.
No,
he was a velocity guy. You know, I also, to go back, I don't see a lot. I mean, this is going to sound silly, but I don't see a lot of money in Nakamura staying in NXT so that what, he could fight with Kota Ibushi? that may sound asinine, but I don't see WWE putting two Japanese guys head to head in the ring, and the same could be said for a Tommy.
It's gonna happen eventually.
It'll happen eventually, but I just don't see it. I see WWE like, oh geez, are we really gonna put two Japanese people together in a one-on-one match? Like, I can't. If somebody could tell me where there was two Japanese people facing each other on a WWE televised program, please let me know, because I personally cannot think of one. And listen, Taka Michinoku against Kai and Tai does not count.
Jimmy Wang Yang and Funaki?
I guess. But yeah, it's I just don't see WWE doing that. That's like I have problems, you know, saying that we're going to see Darren Young and Titus O'Neil go at it, you know, in action. It's stuff like that. I don't see them too often putting two minorities against each other. Two of the same minorities. There we go.
Yeah. Welcome, Iron Man, yes, to the chat room.
But anyways, so you're going with Nakamura. I'm going with Samoa Joe. And I think, you know, I think it's anybody's bet on what's going to happen. Of course, it's going to be one hell of a night tonight in Brooklyn. Of course, like we said, the boys... Phil, Rob, Rage,
Daniel Powells.
Daniel Powells.
Choppy. Rob's brother. And Rob's little Mikey. Brother.
I think Choppy's wife is there. You know, there's a big old crew there in the Barclays Center, and you know, they're gonna have some fun. Of course, I mean, it's almost 10 minutes to showtime. I don't think we're gonna hear from Phil again, because they're probably watching the action in the ring.
Yep.
Because there's some TV tapings going on right now. Right now we're hearing from Billy Kay, who will face Ember Moon tonight in Brooklyn. I tell you, overall, you're excited, though, about tonight, Scott?
Very excited about tonight. I love the NXT. I mean, the last few have been better than the regular pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see.
I thought, was better than Mania.
Dallas was pretty good. I'll give you that Dallas was better than Mania. There hasn't been a takeover special since Dallas?
There was one, yeah, there was, in June, but it was up against nothing, June 8th. That's when Revival won the belts back from American Alpha.
That's right. And it was called, I forgot what it was called then, it was like called Takeover something.
Respect, or?
No, it was called, I'll tell you right now. It was called Takeover the End.
Yes, the end, because nobody knew what that meant with the brand split coming.
That's right. That was okay. That wasn't that great, that one.
Yeah.
You know, if I had to list, you know, the best Takeover specials, you know, since last Brooklyn so far, the Brooklyn of last year is number one. Then you have Takeover Respect, which is the Iron Woman match. That would be number two. Probably the worst one was London.
Yeah, Dallas was probably number three.
Dallas would be three. After that would be the end. Then we'll see where this one falls at the end of the night. Now, we want to remind everybody, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock here on Rant EM Radio, we're going to have our coverage for WWE SummerSlam, the pre-show. We're going to run down the card, give our predictions as we did tonight. But also, the WWE Network kickoff special will be on the air at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So you can watch that on the WWE Network. There will be three kickoff matches that you can definitely take a look at. I got to tell you, WWE got rid of a handful of announcers, but at least they replaced it with some decent looking people. You know, yeah. this Charlie Caruso is ain't too bad.
I know she's easy on the eyes.
Yeah, I know Rob has a thing for Kathy Kelly, you know, I'm sure there's people that are, you know, swooning over Greg Hamilton. Anyways, I wonder who's going to be on the call. It's probably going to be Tom Phillips and Corey Graves, but I think in instances like this, there should be a third man on the call.
Yeah, I know Mauro Ranallo on Twitter said he's doing SummerSlam tomorrow. I think they're doing they used to do.
They probably do the split announcing, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I would like to see a third man on the call tonight.
Oh, somebody's wearing a Turnbuckle Throwback shirt. Holy shit.
Where?
Right on TV.
But where? And what?
Right to the left of this girl talking.
Oh, I got to rewind it then. Hold on.
We got to see it now.
Hold on. I'm going to no, because the graphic for the the graphic for the match is on. So hold on. So wait a minute. We're gonna. Let me see here. Oh, I think I rewind it too much. Hold on.
Hang on. I'm gonna get a picture of this. Hold on.
Yeah, me too. So what am I looking for, Scott? Oh yeah. How about that? This portly looking fella here. I wonder if you're a listener. Look at that. How about them apples right there? This guy. If you can identify this fella right here, oh man, we're gonna text Phil. I'm gonna text Phil right now. Phil. oh my goodness! How about them apples? How about them apples? Right there. Wow! Wowie! Wowie! Wowie!
That's crazy.
I don't think that's ever happened. Phil, no. Call in. Where's she sitting? She's down on the floor. So this guy's probably like what, 7 or 8 rows.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, whoever you are, you just got famous. You know, Phil, you got some ass to kiss tomorrow. Let's see. We'll get Phil to call in.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna stay on the air. I was just about to wrap up the show when you brought this up.
I just looked up and saw it. I was like, holy shit, that's my shirt. That's a throwback shirt.
Yeah, we're going to... Let me do a little due diligence here. And yeah, Phil, call in, please. You know, because we want your comments on what just appeared on television. If you can call in, Phil, if I'm able to take the call. Let me see here. The throwbacks. Represented in Brooklyn. Look at that. How about them apples? Phil right now is going to be all giddy.
Yeah, he's gonna go down and find them.
Oh my God, let me see here. I got messages galore here. Hold on.
Well, Tony C just entered the chat room. What's up, man?
Hello, Mr. C. You'll hear Tony C tomorrow on the pre-show for. Well, you hear him on the coverage. But yeah, look at this. Look at this fella. How about them apples? If you can go into the Rant AM Radio group page, and if you know who that guy is, tag him. Make him famous. Anyways, and I can't believe they're using... that's right, I rewinded the thing.
Yeah.
Let me see. Let me see if I can patch Phil in. No, I cannot. I don't think I can. You know what I'm going to do? Hold on. Let's see if this will work. Nope, that's not going to work either. Let me see here. Let me see. Let me see if I can patch Rage in. Let's see if this will work. I'm going to patch somebody, and I'm going to get somebody on the horn here on Skype, regardless if it's Phil or if it's...
It's Phil. Well, no, you added him.
No, I added him in. All right, let's see if Phil will pick up the horn. All right, well, anyways. You see, we've had shirts about the rant in the past. Nobody ever bought them. Anyways, All right, so that's it, I guess. We're going to wrap up our coverage here for NXT TakeOver Brooklyn 2, Back to Brooklyn, as they're calling it. The theme songs, there's three of them. I hate when there's multiple themes.
I didn't like these theme songs at all.
Oh, now this is, what is this? Neck Deep Serpents?
Don't get too close. That place is haunted.
Then there's Banks and Steel's Giant.
They are men. And they are giants.
Banks and Steel's in the building, flash the camera. I'ma drop the hammer. Things done changed the hip-hop since they let Bobby out the slammer.
And the other one is Relentless by Mice and Men. Of course, all themes, with the exception of the last one, available on iTunes. Anyways, Scott, you ready?
Yeah. Let's see what we could do here.
Let's see what we do. Okay, coming up at 11 o'clock, the Wrestling Call-In Show live with William Morgan will serve as the post-show for this fine program tonight. Stick around with us in the chat room. Chat with us during the course of the night. And, of course, be on the lookout because you may see Phil, you know, manhandling a fan somewhere on the floor for buying that T-shirt. Anyways, for everybody in the chat room, for everybody listening live, and for Mr. Kid Human himself, Scott, I am AA. We'll see you at around the 11 o'clock hour.
Don't forget noon tomorrow, special edition of Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
That's right, where Phil is going to kiss some serious ass to that fan. Anyways, no, in all seriousness, whoever you are that bought that shirt, mazel, you deserve a Cherry Coke for that.
Thank you for supporting the show. We appreciate it.
That's right. We really, really appreciate it. All right. So with that said, I'm AA. We'll see you at 11 o'clock for the post show. Tomorrow afternoon, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, 12 noon, 2001 SummerSlam. And then, of course, our coverage for SummerSlam 2016 kicks off 6 p.m. right here live on Rant EM Radio. Enjoy TakeOver Brooklyn. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Oh, wait a minute, let's stop the audio. Phil, did you see the shirt down at down on the floor?
Someone showed me the shirt, dude. Someone's wearing my, I'm not even wearing my own shirt tonight.
Somebody's down on the floor wearing the shirt.
I marked out, dude. I got a picture of it. I'm going to post it up.
It's in the...
If you're listening, please send me your name and email. Scott and I will send you a prize.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you very much. I was doing that.
Yeah, you have to go take a look at the pic. Well, I text you the pictures, but they're
I had the phone on airplane mode so I could charge the battery quicker, so I'm back up now.
Okay, but we're done with the show. But yes, if you know who that person is, tag them in the pictures in the group page so Phil knows who it is.
Yes, please. Thank you very much, guys. I really appreciate that.
And whoever it was, they had a big smile on their face. So
that's fantastic. That's awesome.
So with that, we'll see you at 11 o'clock for the post show. Enjoy TakeOver, guys.
Have fun.
All right, later. Boys, later.